Heartless, Left Glories in GOP Megadonor Sheldon Adelson's Death. By Joshua Klein on January 12, 2021. After the Monday night passing of billionaire philanthropist Sheldon Adelson, known for his contributions to conservative and pro-Israel causes, blue-check leftists took to Twitter to bash, mock and rejoice. Casino magnate, traitor, Republican donor Sheldon Adelson dead at 87, wrote author Eric Garland, in a mock headline. Warmonger Sheldon Adelson, billionaire donor to Trump and hashtag Israel, is dead, wrote political cartoonist Carlos Latuff, with attached depictions of Adelson which resemble historic anti-Semitic ones. Several painted Adelson as evil, destructive and hellbound. "See you in hell, buddy," wrote Vice staff writer Edward Ongweso Jr. "If you don't know who Sheldon Adelson was, here's a good look at this evil shit," wrote Holly Figueroa O'Reilly, founder of Blue Wave Crowdsource, an organization that supports Democratic candidates. RIP, I guess. Hard to think of a single more destructive force in American politics than Sheldon Adelson, who spent billions making the world a worse place before leaving it in ruins, wrote American-Iranian scholar Dr. Reza Aslan. Sheldon Adelson was a bad man who made the world measurably, objectively worse, less just, less fair, more fearful, more hateful, wrote Day magazine columnist Emily Hauser. Good riddance to bad rubbish. "Not a wet eye in the whole casino we call life," wrote Los Angeles Times columnist Virginia Heffernan. History will remember Sheldon Adelson as the man who did more than nearly anyone else to corrupt and debase two political systems, Israel's and America's, wrote Anshul Pfeffer, a columnist for Israel's left-wing Haaretz newspaper. Sheldon Adelson was the driving force behind right-wing politics of Republicans, Trump and Israel's Bibi Netanyahu, wrote author and radio host Grant Stern. "They're all crooks of a feather, and we are left holding the bag from his decades of support for them." Sheldon Adelson died doing what he loved, using gambling addicts' money to make poor people suffer, wrote actor David Feudernick. "Adelson is responsible for supporting a monster," wrote Hollywood filmmaker Judd Apatow. "He showed zero concern for the cruelty and racism that resulted from his support. You can't take the dollar with you." "Sheldon Adelson's memory will be a curse," wrote left-wing political organizer Max Berger. "May his legacy be erased," wrote the far-left If Not Now group. "And may we do it together." "The terrible billionaire Sheldon Adelson has just died," wrote radical anti-Israel activist Holly Abu Nima. "This absolute monster funded Trump, Netanyahu and anti-Palestinian hate groups for one cause alone: Zionist terrorism, conquest and apartheid in Palestine." Others accused Adelson of promoting Islamophobia. "If you're writing obituaries of multi-billionaire Trump GOP donor Sheldon Adelson, who has died aged 87, please don't just airbrush out his long history of anti-Arab racism, his funding of the Islamophobia industry, or his support for nuking Iran. Thanks," wrote NBC's Mehdi Hassan. "Sheldon Adelson helped fan the flames of Islamophobia in this country with his vast wealth. This particularly didn't age well. All terrorists are Islamists," wrote Imran Siddiqui, the executive director of CARE Washington. In a particularly tasteless tweet, former executive director of the Soros-backed anti-Israel Jewish Voice for Peace Rebecca Vilkommersen called Adelson's death a personal birthday gift for her. "A present for my birthday," she wrote. Rebecca Vilkommersen, the executive director of the extreme fringe group Jewish Voice for Peace, is celebrating the death of a Jewish man, replied StopAntisemitism.org. "Is it any surprise Vilkommersen has promoted and defended terrorist Ras Mia Odeh, murdered two Jewish students? Evil." Others also called out leftists for expressing joy over Adelson's death. "My feed is full of leftists celebrating Sheldon Adelson's passing," wrote Save Jersey founder Matt Rooney. "Said it long before recent events, the degradation of our national discourse began on the left. Specifically, the left's refusal to acknowledge the humanity of anyone who dissents. Where are the brave Democrats? I see the good benevolent moral Twitter are overjoyed because a Jewish philanthropist died," wrote writer Eve Barlow. "Watching the left-wing almost gloat at hashtag Sheldon Adelson's death is just sickening," wrote international human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky. Since Twitter suspended President Trump's account last week, Prominent conservative voices on the platform have reported losing tens of thousands of followers, as Breitbart News reported. While masses of conservative users have been purged, left-wing users have little reason to fear for writing inflammatory tweets such as those celebrating Adelson's death. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.